This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
We need to understand that no matter our feeling, this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no matter how we feel about that situation, this is from Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. Now it is easy for a person to be grateful when he is given. But what should we do and what should our attitude be when we are deprived? Or when we are struck with that which we find distasteful? Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal says, عَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُوا شَيْئًا وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. And perhaps you despise something and it is actually good for you. If we take a look at the story of Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam, when he was in the well and there was darkness around him, his own kith and kin, his brothers had thrown him into the well and left him for the dead. He did not know what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had planned for him in the years to come. He did not know that this throwing into the well would result in him being raised to the stage of leadership. So Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal plans for us. And later on, if you see what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كَذَلِكَ كِدْنَا لِيُوسُفْ. And in this manner we planned for Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam, meaning that his life was planned out by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The fact that he would end up in the well, thrown by his own kith and kin, and then he would end up being seduced by the wife of the Aziz, and then he would end up in prison, and then he would be taken out of prison, and then he would end up at the stage of leadership, was all planned out by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam knew the bounty that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had planned for him while he was in the well, then he would have been happy with it. But it is something that naturally the soul, the nafs, dislikes. Why? Because I'm being affected here. I don't know whether I'm even going to live. But the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us, عَجَبًا لِأَمْرِ الْمُؤْمِنِ. Amazing is the affair of the believer. إِنَّ أَمْرَهُ كُلَّهُ خَيْرٌ. All of his affairs are good for him. إِنْ أَصَابَهُ مَا يُحِبُّ حَمِدَ اللَّهِ فَكَانَ لَهُ خَيْرٌ. If he is afflicted, if something good happens to him, then he thanks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and it is good for him. وَإِنْ أَصَابَهُ مَا يَكْرَهُ فَصَبَرَ كَانَ لَهُ خَيْرٌ. And if he is afflicted by something that he doesn't like, that is distasteful to him, his child died, or perhaps his business burnt down, or perhaps he is affected by a storm, etc. Whatever it may be, no matter what it may be, he has patience. Why? Because he knows that this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why the dua, when calamity strikes, is إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. Indeed, we belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to Him we shall return. So our lives, our souls, our bodies, our existence, our mothers, fathers, uncles, aunts, brothers, everything was given to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He chose to take away one of them today, then I am grateful to Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. I will have patience. Yes, perhaps I may grieve for a few moments. Yes, perhaps I feel that this is something serious. Yes, my eye may tear. That is all okay. That is human. That is rahmah and mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But ultimately, as a believer, I know they are gone and we are going behind them. We are all leaving this world. So it is patience for another 20, 30, 40 years, and then we will be reunited. You see, in the story of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam displayed amazing sabr and patience. And he says, after so many years of his son being taken, يَا بَنِي يَذْهَبُوا فَتَحَسَّسُوا مِن يُوسُفُ.
وَأَخِيهِ وَلَا تَيْأَسُوا مِنْ رَوْحِ اللَّهِ.
Oh, my sons, go and look for Yusuf and his brother and don't lose hope in the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What happens? We have been going through trial, tribulation. 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, a person begins to question, when is the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala going to come? When is the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala going to come? I've been waiting here for so long. I don't know when it is going to open up. And if that person waits just a few more moments, perhaps it will take another year, perhaps it will take another 6 months, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens up the doors in amazing ways, amazing ways. So there is never a period of darkness that lasts forever.
Inna ma'al usri yusran, inna ma'al usri yusra.
Indeed, with hardship comes ease. With hardships comes ease. You see, that hardship you may not see, but within that hardship is an ease written for you by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And after that hardship will definitely come ease. And you need to show that yaqeen and firm belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, conviction that Allah will open my doors. And when you do that, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows you have passed the test. And when you pass the test, then He opens up the doors in amazing ways. So never lose hope. Never lose hope, no matter how bad it may seem. Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, with the well around him, the walls surrounding him in a small enclosed space, he's looking up and he knows nothing. He knows he doesn't know whether he is going to survive or not. He doesn't know that there is a caravan that's on its way, sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And even those people didn't have good intentions. They picked him up and they sold him as a slave. Yet he wasn't a slave. So sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends you a lifeboat that you may not even like. You may think that, hey, but what happened to me here? But Allah has planned something for you. And remember that as a believer, you have to have that yaqeen that Allah will take me out of this. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala most definitely will. Ultimately, if a person is tested in this world until they die, then there is Jannah waiting for them. If they have believed and they have patience. If they have believed and they have patience, then there is Jannah waiting for them. You know, one hadith tells us that those who come on the day of Qiyamah and they see people in higher levels, they will wonder, who are these people? And it will be said to them, these are the ones who were tested. These are the ones who went through trial and tribulation. When they see what they have, they will wish that their skin was torn with hooks in the dunya so that they could achieve what those people achieved. So don't look at your problem as something that is, you know, not worth it. It is an opportunity for you to gain closeness with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And most important, as soon as it strikes, remember Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant you the ability to bear patience. Why? Not everybody can bear patience. A woman who was sitting and she had lost her child. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passes by her and she is crying. So he asks, what's wrong with this lady? So they told him that, look, she lost her child, etc. So he says, look, have patience. And she says, ilayka anni, leave me. What do you know about my pain? How do you know what I am going through? And later on she hears that was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So she goes to him and says, you know what? I regret what I said. I regret what I did. So he says, innama sabru inda sadmati al-ula. Sabr, patience, is when calamity first strikes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is testing you. What are you going to say? Are the swear words going to come out? Are you going to tear your clothes? Are you going to slap your face? Are you going to wail? Are you going to shout out against the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Or will you say like a believer, inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un. We belong to Allah and to Him we shall return. He gave and He has taken. I thank Him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to bear that patience. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to thank when we are given. Ameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'een.